This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Morning. This is Monique Buchanan, the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. And on this show, I talk all things real estate. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning in. Well, hello, Las Vegas. It's Monique Buchanan, the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. And I hope that you're off to an amazing start on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Listen, I've got a great show for you today. As always, last week you guys heard my Texas realtors come on. You guys are always hearing me talk about how, listen, I can assist you. Me and my team can assist you within all 50 states, okay? Not to mention my company is in 24 states. Our states? Countries, okay? So I'm telling you right now, I've been, you know, I've had the pleasure of assisting clients, whether that be Florida, Georgia, Washington State, California. Heck, I've even helped expats move to Panama City, Panama, okay? So a whole different country. We've got you covered. So today, I'm having none other than my Aunt Carol, who decided to list her property up there in Seattle, Washington, and she's going to be moving on down to our beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And I had one of my very esteemed team members, Mr. Dwayne, who helps all my clients in the Seattle area, come on and list her property there. And I've got them on the show for you today. So welcome to the show, Dwayne.
Thank you, Monique, for having me.
Absolutely. And of course, welcome, Aunt Carol.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, so if you guys hear Dwayne, sounds like he's cooking in the background and a little bit of echo, you have to give him a pass and please forgive him because he is out there making things happen in Mexico. He's actually handling some business, some real estate business out there in Mexico. So we're going to give him a little pass. And if he's cooking something good, we might beg a little letter. But let's start with Aunt Carol. So I'm so happy that you decided to move to the beautiful Las Vegas, not just because I'm going to be eating good now, but can you share with my listeners why you decided to move, Aunt Carol?
Well, ever since I retired, my son lives here, and I just decided
My cousin Marcus. Shouts out to Marcus.
Yes. I decided I wanted to move closer.
Right.
And you guys, the sun, I don't get enough sun in Washington.
Right.
So, and I'm from the South.
Right.
So, all I can say is Las Vegas was going to be my new home.
Yes, yes. And it's a beautiful place to stay.
It is.
And we get plenty of sun, honey.
Yes.
So, and also, you decided to list your house. Can you tell us, like, you know, what the process has been? I know you've been working. Well, let me do this. I think I'm jumping the gun. Let me pivot on over to Dwayne
there
real quick.
Go.
Let's pivot on over to him real quick. Dwayne, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I introduced you to my Aunt Carol. All right. And can you tell us a little bit about her listing and, you know, how you assisted her?
Well, Miss Carol, when I first met her, walked into her home and just took a look and began to assess the home, its values, the things. And as we sat down to create the strategy that we use to help our sellers get their homes ready for listing. So it was like, oh my God, it was a listing agent's dream to help her with this process. But in that process, she wants to literally sell over her all her furniture with the home listed and everything because it's already pretty much staged. And all we had to do was do a light decluttering of things of that nature and get the best pictures possible to present its value. And Miss Carol has been such an awesome young lady to work with.
Yes.
And oh my goodness.
She's pretty amazing.
Thank you, Dwayne.
And don't worry, you guys know whenever I have listings, I always say them. And I shot them out so that you guys can go take a sneak peek and be nosy. Nothing wrong with it. Aunt Carol, how was your experience with Dwayne?
You know, it was very, very good. When I met him, he reminded me so much of my son.
Yeah.
And therefore, we clicked right away.
Right.
And I knew he seemed like a very experienced, well-coordinated, together person.
And you know what else about Dwayne? I've known Dwayne since I was 15 years old, to be quite honest with you. So we go way back, him and his beautiful wife, Miss Yolanda, Miss Pookie. So that is something that I love to connect with my, you know, people like that, that I know are going to do my clients right and make sure that they're taken care of. So I appreciate you speaking to that. And if you're just tuning in, what we are talking about is relocation, whether that means you need to list a property out of state, you want to buy here in Las Vegas or anywhere within the 50 states or 24 countries. I have a team that reaches that wide. So 702-984-3700. Again, that number is 702-984-3700. Me and my team would love to assist. You can check out my YouTube channel. It's Welcome Home with Monique. Or you can catch me on IG at Realtor Monique Buchanan. Okay, let's jump on back because remember, Dwayne is in Mexico. So let's go ahead and let him, you know, expand a bit on what exactly he focuses on in real estate. What services do you provide and what made you get into real estate? Just run wild, Dwayne.
Well, Monique, thanks again. And my apologies for my technical difficulties. Again, my name is Dwayne Alexander, EXP Realty, one of Monique's team members down here in Seattle. I've been operating as a real estate investor for the past 20 years. I'm just passionate about real estate within itself. I love every aspect of it. And as a real estate agent, I've been operating for the past 9 years. I love being able to help people achieve their most probably sometimes their largest financial transaction.
Right.
And it does me really well. My heart does well to see someone purchasing their first home and transition to their next part of their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we work so well together, because our heart is in this. This is not just a transaction. You know, when you one day are laying on your dying bed, you're going to at least think, man, you know, I was a part of something so big for so many families. And it's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It truly is. So now you do dip and dab a lot in the investment world. Let me ask you this. How does your market look like up there in Seattle?
Our market is extremely, extremely... We're Seattle. I mean, so Seattle speaks a lot to the technology aspect of corporations that we have. So our market is always strong in that sense, right? Certain areas of Seattle is kind of challenging because of the low inventory. It makes all of our new buyers that are ready, it makes them have to compete for, you know, some properties that when there's a lack of properties, which we're currently experiencing right now,
right,
it makes it a little bit difficult for our buyers.
Absolutely.
But for our sellers, it's a good position because these properties can fly off the shelf.
Right, right. So you guys have so right now, would you say it's a buyer's market in the majority of Seattle areas or a seller's market?
Seller's market, definitely on the outer line areas, because our Seattle market, the heart of Seattle, is extremely, extremely strong, right? And so it all depends on your price range, though, you know?
Right, absolutely.
Those homes in the 500,000, 600,000 areas, extremely competitive.
Right, right, right. So going above asking price. So let me ask you this. How long has it been like this? In other words, let me share this with you. Here in Las Vegas, it almost seems like right after New Year's, you know, I got an influx of buyers because the feds announced on the news that they were going to be lowering the rates. So it was like everybody that had been sitting on the, you know, sidelines, not everybody, but a portion of those folks said, okay, it's time. And they're out buying. Is that the same or has it been a seller's market for the last year?
That is about the same. We're about right on target with the exact same thing. Just like you said, as soon as those rates started creeping back down some, the buyers that were on the fence are jumping in.
Right.
A lot of our lenders, what they're sharing with our buyers is they're saying, hey, why don't you all just marry the house and date the rate.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you fall in love with that house that you want so that you don't miss out on your chance to create more equity in that property and lock in that rate that you're at. Mm-hmm. And knowing down the road, which the feds are getting ready to start slashing these rates a little bit here with the political season coming around and things
of that
nature. Mm-hmm. And then they could make those moves to, you know, build that equity up into that property.
Absolutely. And so that's something that, you know, I've been doing with my clients for the last year is exactly that. Getting them into lower rates by having the seller, you know, buy down their rate, the builder buy down their rate. In fact, that's what me and Aunt Carol are going to be doing today. We're going out there, these builders, and I'm negotiating them buying down her rate. She's not going to pay today's rate. Especially with that, over that 700 score, ain't that right, Miss?
Oh, yeah.
So it sounds like we're very close and very similar, except for your guys' price point is a much higher price point. What is your average medium price point up there in Seattle right now for average home?
Up in Seattle, we were around that 769, but it's up to like the 845 medium.
I'm sorry, that's your medium price point?
I'm telling you.
Okay, well, here in Vegas, we're at about $450 is our price point, our medium home price. Mm-hmm. So we are still a more affordable area for now. And I say that, Dwayne, because we have so many things happening here in Las Vegas that have never happened before, and they have already shot our prices up. And I'm here to tell you, I don't see them coming down. I don't see why they would. We've got Hollywood moving into Vegas. Mm-hmm. We have all these sports teams moving into Vegas. And honey, we're only a valley. We are running out of places to build. A lot of the land when you fly over, Aunt Carol, that's BLM land. That's government land.
Really?
So when you fly over and you look down, you say, oh, they've got plenty to build. No, honey, that is BLM land. So we are land poor here in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. And like I said, Dwayne, I tell my clients all the time, it's not just Vegas that's in a shortage. Most of the country has very low inventory. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. And that's what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have very few PlayStations and every kid wants one for Christmas, why in the world would I be lowering the price to the PlayStation? Right? Right, Aunt Carol?
That's right.
You got to make it make sense.
That's
right.
That's right.
So there we go. And if you're just tuning in once again, this is Monique Buchanan, your local Las Vegas realtor. Well, you know what? Let me stop that. Your nationwide realtor, Monique Buchanan. And I just had Dwayne from Seattle on. Unfortunately, you know, like I mentioned before, he was in Mexico. He had some technical difficulties. So if you're looking to move to the Seattle area, I have you covered. But we're going to go ahead and continue on with Aunt Carol that moved down from Seattle and is now, me and her, are going out looking at homes. And Aunt Carol, what was the biggest shock when you came down here? Because you told me, wait a minute, babe, I don't remember these prices being like this.
That truly, I'm serious. It truly shocked me because I was thinking Vegas is like maybe even 400,000.
And let me tell you guys now, I love Aunt Carol, but now she's a little bougie now. She's a little bougie. So she's looking basically for the same. I told her, Aunt Carol, me and you are looking for the same thing.
Exactly.
So you guys know that I'm in the market for my own, to purchase another property for myself. And me and Aunt Carol want a single story. Mm-hmm. We want at least 2,500 square feet or larger.
At least.
Bare minimum, right?
Yes.
3-car garage.
Yes.
You know, a decent sized lot. You know, Aunt Carol is real big on her kitchen, honey, because she puts her foot in things, okay? Now, I can't say the same for myself, but I do like the way kitchens look. But nonetheless, she's saying she thought when she came down, she could pick something up around, you know, that size, which she was right a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago, she was right, at $500,000. Now, we're over here looking at $800,000 and less. And are we finding a whole lot? Have you been finding I send you what I send you, what's out there, but you also look on your own as well.
And everything I've seen, Monique, it's been expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at what I'm going to get from my home in Seattle.
Right.
And the money I want to put down, I'm still going to end up with a mortgage because of what I like.
Right, right.
And we're talking about 2,500 square feet.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 to 4 bedrooms.
Yeah.
I want that.
Absolutely. And we shall get it for you. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's the point, is that Vegas has their prices have just changed. You know, we've got so many people pouring in and the prices have shot up and they're only going to continue to get higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I mentioned before, there's no reason they would go lower. There's just no reason.
No, but we're going to find something.
Oh, no, we're finding something, honey. Yeah. Once we do this show, we're out and about. We're going straight to Henderson. But I've been showing you some new home builds. Okay, so we went and looked at quite a few new home builds. So we've got a couple that we went by that we're buying your rate down to 5.1, I believe, and one was 5.99, and we're getting closing cost. And so
yeah,
that
but
really
the
helps.
5.99, that's right at 6 point. It's
6%.
Yeah.
But the current rate is at 6.875.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's almost a whole point, which when you do those numbers,
yes,
it does
matters.
Help out. Now, mind you, I'd much rather have a 3, but but we'll get that when the feds lower those rates, and then we'll go ahead and refinance for a 30-year
right.
fix, and you know, however low they end up going.
And I will do that.
Absolutely. And that's your plan, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I say, and that's my plan. So I'm not just talking it, I'm walking it, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to the Henderson area because my cousin Marcus lives out there, and she wants to be close to her baby. But so you decided you're moving to Las Vegas. You reached out to me, which I was very thankful that you did. And I got you in the hands of Dwayne. And how long did it take Dwayne to come over and see you?
I mean, we're talking about within a day. He called one day, and I think I waited a day. And then I called him back. I said, look, you need to come on now.
Okay.
And he said, I'm here.
And he was there.
He was there.
And you got it listed within, what, 1 week,
two weeks? Yes,
yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you guys don't know or understand how this works, she's going to be able to list her property, which she's already done. Mm-hmm. She's listed her property in Seattle. As soon as she goes into escrow, we can do what's called a contingent upon sale, which technically we could do it now, but I don't know many people that's going to entertain that.
That's right.
Like, basically, think of it yourself. If you're selling a property and then somebody comes and tells you, listen, I want to buy your property, but you got to wait till I even list my, I don't even have it listed.
Right.
You're not going to really take that offer serious.
No.
Now, if I come to you and I say, Aunt Carol, I want to buy your property, but I've already got my property listed and I have a buyer, we're in escrow. Now, are you willing to consider my offer?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's called a contingency, you guys, a contingent upon sale. So basically I'm saying, listen, your property's in escrow. I'm going to go ahead and accept your offer. Once you close on that property, you'll secure those funds. Like she mentioned, she's going to put, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 down on this house. And what that's going to do is it's going to get rid of her mortgage insurance premium. Right. And Aunt Carol, you weren't really familiar with the bridge loan,
no.
were you?
No, I wasn't. And until I heard the show, I started for the first time I was listening to Monique's show, and she had Anthony on, and as they were talking, I said, I don't understand a bridge loan.
Right.
But the way you guys described it, the way you guys finalized it and put the spin on it, I got it.
Yes, thank you.
I got
you.
It.
Thank and you. And that's what the show's about, Aunt Carol. That's really why I started this show 3 years ago, because I had an experience when I was younger and I was a single mother. You know, my baby, Sanaya.
Yeah.
So I wanted to buy a home for my child. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, I was with a wonderful person, and he was a wonderful person as a realtor, but he did it part-time. He didn't have his finger to the tip of the market, which it changes out of nowhere, so you have
that.
To. He didn't know about the programs. He wasn't just well-versed in the tools that were out there to help me secure a home for my child. So we kept getting beat out of every offer I put in. So that's what made me start this show, because there's somebody out there listening. At least they heard something that changed the trajectory of their family's life.
That's right.
From the show. So I am so grateful and thankful that you did listen to it. And then that's when you decided, I'm going to call Mo and this house listed, and I'm coming with my baby down there at Marcus.
That's right. Coming with my baby.
And just please come with those greens too.
Oh yeah.
Right. So now that you're here, we're looking at the Henderson area, like we mentioned, and you're strictly single story, which I've always expressed to you that there's way more two stories because it's easier to build up. Yeah. It takes less land. But you're like me. You want a single story.
Right.
So there's just fewer out there. Thank God you don't want a pool. Oh, my goodness.
No, I do not.
You know, when I pulled that, how many pools were in, I believe it was just Centennial Hills area, there was only about three.
Three?
Three.
Wow.
So whenever there's a house that comes on the market with a pool, oh, it goes quick. Oh, and let me segue. I have a new listing that will be hitting the market, and it does have a pool. And you guys will hear me talk about that listing on the upcoming show.
Good.
Okay, so Aunt Carol, riddle me this. After we find your dream home, which we are going to, what are your plans after that here in the Las Vegas Valley?
Well, I thought about maybe getting some rental property.
Oh.
And, you know, just trying to see what else is out there. I might even go with two.
Okay.
You know, but of course the prices have to be right.
Absolutely.
And I'm retired. Mm-hmm. So,
you know what? Let me stop you real quick. Since you said that, I don't know if you caught when me and Anthony were talking about a loan called the DSER loan. Mm-hmm. And I have quite a few of my clients that are retired. So obviously they're on a fixed income, yeah, right?
Okay.
But what they don't know, a lot of them, is that does not matter because this is a loan. And we could talk about it right now, I guess, with all my listeners listening, yeah, too. So if you guys are interested in this, you know, hey, I can help with this. I'm about to tell Mont.
Yeah.
So what this does is you can purchase maybe two condos, right?
Okay.
And as long as the rent that you're getting from those condos, mm-hmm, and it doesn't have to cover the mortgage completely, it just is a percentage. There's no paperwork. There's no proving of the income. Yes.
What?
Yes, yes. So I've had quite a few of my investors reach out to me that didn't know about that and say, hey, I'm interested after the show. And so we bought condos and homes, and now they have that extra residual income coming in on top of their retirement. The market here in Las Vegas is booming. They see the writing on the wall, mm-hmm, you know, and if I can buy a condo right now and then turn around and rent it out, you know, that's going to go on top of whatever I'm bringing in.
Right.
And if I can get two and three of them, hello.
Hello, I love it.
We're going on a cruise. Right?
I love it.
So, Aunt Carol, I want to thank you for coming on. I'm going to do the portion of my show now where I talk to my beautiful KUMV listeners about my listings. That's the beauty of this platform. I thank God every day for, you know, opening this door for me. Mm-hmm. And I thank God that he's able to let me help others with getting properties that are hard to, you know, to get sold. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to give a couple shots out real quick to my listings.
not a problem. I love you, baby.
Thank you, Aunt Carol, for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we're going to leave here and go find that house.
All right, baby. I'm ready.
Okay, guys. So let's jump on into the listing portion. I do have 2501 Blue Aloe. You guys, this is a 3-bedroom, 2-car garage, 2.5 bath. Okay, gated community. You are exactly, and I do mean exactly, 2 miles from the strip. You are exactly 1 mile from downtown. Hello, investors. Are you listening? Because this property is listed at $334,999. $334,999. All right, we're not talking about a townhouse. This is a house. Okay, so just think of the opportunities with that. The seller is contributing $18,000 towards your closing cost. Did you hear me? $18,000 towards your closing cost, or you can use it to buy down the solar, which is already on the property, so you don't have to wait for that to be installed. All right, guys, 2501 Blue Aloe is the address. You can check that property out on my YouTube as well. Also, we have 6280 Highland Gardens. We flipped this one, you guys. We put in new carpet, new paint. Okay, 1946 square feet, 2-car garage, right across the street from the Aliante area. All right, and it's going to be an open house today from 11 to 2 p.m., 11 to 2, or if you want to go after church tomorrow, it'll be going on from 5:30 to 6:30 tomorrow at 6280 Highland Gardens. Now, I did hint as well to my pool house. That's going to be a coming soon, but I'll give you that address next week so you can check it out as well. And if you are interested, if you are somebody that's been thinking about listing your property, me and my team can assist. Listen, we don't skimp on the pictures. Let me tell you, you should see some of the pictures I see, and you just, it matters. Pictures matters. Everybody's looking on their phone. You have got to have the top-notch pictures. So once again, me and my team are here to assist you. If you've been thinking about purchasing a home, because what we can do, you guys, is we can buy down that rate. I can negotiate costs from the seller right now. You heard what I just told you. I have a listing where the seller is giving you $18,000 towards your closing costs, you guys. If you're interested, 702-984-3700, 702-984-3700. You can also go on my website, www.welcomehomewithmonique.com, or you can jump on IG, Realtor Monique Buchanan, and of course, my YouTube channel. If you jump on, it is Welcome Home with Monique. I want you guys to have a beautiful weekend, and glory be to God. Thank you for listening. Please remember, all terms discussed are simply an estimate. My license number is S178846. My phone number, if you'd like to contact me, is 702-984-3700. You can also find me on YouTube. And please join me tomorrow at my church, Living Word Church on Hassel. I am part of the EXP Realty Group.